Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumhaisiúin na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment and the things that we can be doing to help. This week, we're talking all about artists and the environment. And Clodagh Byrne caught up with Circa Carrigan, who's a student in design for stage and screen at IADT, to find out more.
We all work towards creating productions for film and on stage. So in terms of sustainability, we unfortunately in part of makeup, as in terms of making prosthetic pieces, there are a lot of harmful chemicals that we use, and there really aren't any alternatives when it comes to that. This is just unfortunate, but it is how it is. I'm sure as the future grows and technology grows, these things will change. But for the moment, the process of that is... it's not the most environmentally conscious, I would say, but there is no alternative. So in the other flip side of it, when it comes to the makeup side and the applications, again, there are a lot of wasteful products when it comes to one-use items that we cannot control. It's just part of hygiene. So if you take cotton buds, cotton pads, mascara ones, these kinds of things, we're not allowed to use them on a one person and move them on to the next person. It is a one-use item, just for hygiene purposes, of course. So yeah, there is unfortunately a lot of waste when it comes to this. At home, personally, I have reusable cotton pads, reusable cotton buds, these kinds of things at home for myself that I'm able to put through the wash. So I do my best personally. But when you go into the industry, this is not something that you'll see, because it's just hygiene purposes. And especially when you're working in large crowd rooms where you might be going through 100 people, and you're not going to be able to keep up with that with reusable items. In the college, we do try to bulk buy items such as, let's say, a cleanser. We will buy a massive batch of that and we'll share it out in smaller containers that we have for ourselves. So that's the best way we can do when it comes to the waste of containers. We keep that to a minimum. And yeah, in with the rest of the course, they're actually pretty good with being very environmentally conscious. When it comes to the costume designers, they will always go to charity shops to look for costume pieces or fabrics rather than buying new fabrics straight away. This is also just money consciousness as well. And the same with production designers. They will always be looking out in charity shops or in dumps or people that are moving out, that what they want to get rid of furniture, these kinds of things, so that they can upcycle and recycle the items. So we're all very aware of thrifting and we're all very part of that community. And you'll see that in IDT in general with a lot of the students, even just in their clothing and what they wear every day. You'll see a lot of people thrifting items and going to charity shops, which is very nice to see. I would say the students are very aware of sustainability and we are very conscious of that. And yeah, I would say they are pretty trying to set a standard for us to meet. But we have a long way to go.
And that was Circa Carrigan, a student in design for stage and screen at IADT. I also caught up with Stephen Murphy of Fresh Cuts after they began their artist series with the launch of the limited edition Shane O'Driscoll prints. Here's how I got on with them.
Yeah, it's amazing. So again, what we do is we're going to do it further. We've another collaboration, two collaborations coming up with on our spring summer collection. Is we work with, like, we're very Irish independent focused, so we work with Irish artists as well. We take some of their designs, print them on our clothing. Again, it's all limited runs, it's all sustainable. It's great for both parties, to be honest.
Yeah, I love that. Like, not only you're doing the ethical, sustainable clothing, but in the process, you're supporting Irish artists.
100%. And like, again, there's no point creating a sustainable jumper or a sustainable t-shirt that no one wants to wear. At the end of the day, it's fashion and it's clothing. People have to kind of like the end product. So we're not we don't just sell ourselves on sustainable. It's very kind of design and creative led as well. That's behind obviously Lorna's designs or the artists we work with as well. Yeah.
So where can people find out more about you?
Yeah, you can find us on freshcutsclothing.com. All our socials will be Freshcuts or Freshcuts Clothing, and then we have a retail location at 13 Castle Market in Dublin too, beside Grogan's.
Ours to Protect on East Coast FM is a climate change and climate action focused programme series funded by Commission Amman with the television licence fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Amman with the television licence fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.